This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
The role of meat in ending hunger, balancing ethics and nutrition. Explore how meat plays a crucial role in ending hunger, balancing ethical eating, nutrition, and innovative solutions like clean meat. Why meat could play a vital role in ending hunger. So I've been thinking a lot about one of those big questions that always seems kind of polarizing, the role of meat in our diets, especially when we talk about ending hunger globally. It's a hot topic, with arguments flying from all sides whether we should be cutting out meat altogether or embracing plant-based diets for a better future. But here's something that doesn't always get the spotlight: how meat, actually, might be part of the solution in addressing hunger on a large scale. First off, when we talk about ending hunger, we're not just talking about the convenience of having food on the table. It's about nutrient quality and availability, accessibility, and sustainability at a global level. And that's where the conversation about the pros and cons of eating meat really comes into play. Meat is one of the densest sources of protein and essential nutrients like vitamin B12, iron, and zinc, which are crucial in many parts of the world where people suffer from malnutrition. For populations in vulnerable situations, just having enough calories isn't enough if those calories don't come with a full package of nutrients. Sometimes, plant-based diets alone don't fill that gap, especially when resources or agricultural conditions limit what can be grown. Now, I know some people will jump in here talking about sentiocentrism, the ethical standpoint that values the welfare of all sentient beings, including animals, leading many to argue against meat consumption. Ethical eating is definitely a challenge because it's about balancing respect for animal life and the human right to food security. And it's not a black and white issue. Take clean meat, for example. That's lab-grown meat, which is seen by many as a promising middle ground. It's meat, but produced without traditional livestock farming, potentially reducing stress on the environment and animal welfare concerns. If technologies like these become widely available and affordable, they could reshape the way we approach ethical eating and, at the same time, help meet global nutritional needs on a scale that plant-based diets alone might struggle to achieve. Of course, there are big arguments against eating meat too. Environmental impacts from traditional livestock farming, concerns about animal welfare, and the carbon footprint cannot be ignored. Plus, many studies show that plant-based diets can be very healthy, more sustainable, and reduce many risks associated with meat consumption. But if we're purely focused on ending hunger, especially in areas where farming conditions aren't ideal, it's not just about what we want to eat, but what people actually can access and afford. There's also the question of economics and infrastructure. Livestock farming and meat production are deeply woven into the economies of many developing countries. Meat production supports livelihoods, markets, and local economies. Transitioning entirely to plant-based systems could cause disruptions where people rely on animal agriculture, not just for food, but for income and social stability. So, here's what I think. The answer might lie in a balanced approach. Using new technologies like clean meat, improving sustainable livestock practices, and expanding plant-based options, all at once, could be the key to addressing hunger while respecting ethical concerns. It's about finding a path that's practical and sensitive to all the complex factors in play. If this conversation fascinates you and you want to learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat, you might want to check out the book Eat Meat or Don't. It dives into many of these issues thoughtfully, giving you a broad view of the arguments for and against eating meat in today's world. Honestly, the role of meat in fighting hunger is not just about food preferences. It's about ethics, nutrition, science, and practical realities coming together. And it might turn out that instead of a strict all-or-nothing debate, there's a lot of room for thoughtful, nuanced decisions that take into account everything from animal welfare to feeding the millions who need it most. Key takeaways. Meat is a critical source of essential nutrients that can help combat malnutrition. Ethical concerns like sentiocentrism challenge us to rethink how meat should be produced and consumed. Clean meat offers exciting potential to meet nutritional needs while addressing ethical and environmental issues. Plant-based diets have pros, but they aren't a complete solution for ending hunger globally on their own. A balanced and innovative food system might be the best way forward to both feed people and respect ethical eating values. So next time you're thinking about your plate, remember how big the picture really is. It's about culture, survival, innovation, and ethics all tied up in one. Food choices aren't just personal. They're part of a global puzzle we all help put together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this. To explore these ideas more, do check out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a smart and balanced read that'll leave you thinking about your meal choices in a whole new light.